Hey everyone, Tanisha Coffey here, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur, and you are going to have to bear with me today because today I am having an introspective moment. So, you know, just bear with me and kind of just go on this journey with me. I think it'll be helpful, you know, for you. And so, you know, what's on my mind is mindset today. I've, you know, known for years and I really try to keep a positive outlook. When I speak, I'm conscious about the words I choose, and I try to always speak positively. But I'm also a realist. So for me, having a positive outlook can be a real challenge sometimes. And it kind of dawned on me recently, what if staying positive because I'm a realist is only a challenge for me because of how I'm perceiving the situation or the possibilities of a particular situation? So, you know, just kind of got me, you know, thinking and about the present and even thinking back. There was this one instance a few years ago. I was at a business information session, and I think it was for a business coach. And it was early on in my entrepreneurial journey, and I was having trouble. And so the coach had reached the portion of his talk where people could ask questions. And mine was, how do you weather the storm, the rough times that come with being an entrepreneur? And, you know, he answered back, you have to ask yourself whether there is really a storm. And he basically went on to kind of explain that perception is half the solution to any challenge that you face. And I remember it so very clearly. So obviously, you know, it made an impact on me, but knowing something and putting something you know into practice are two different things. I mean, I'm pretty awesome at, I think, you know, being positive and encouraging for others. You know, for myself, I'm good at it when I'm speaking things aloud. But it's harder for me when it comes to being my own champion subconsciously. You know, I can say something and I can believe it and I can think the positive and I want to put the positive out in the universe, but none of that stops kind of what's going on inside my head subconsciously. The realist in me kind of comes through with this inner self-talk. And then so I kind of end up with warring emotions. You know, for example, so like aloud in my head, I might say, oh, I can do X, and I'll actually get going on whatever that thing is, whether it's, you know, a diet or exercise regimen, or whether it's something for work or something, you know, dealing with the kids, something I want to do for the kids. Whatever it is, it, you know, it could be any of those things. But sometimes as I'm working towards that thing, my inner voice says, you say you can, but you still haven't. So can you really? And that is, I think, where I run into problems sometimes with those kind of warring emotions. And, you know, sending myself back and forth on what I can or can't do, or beginning to question myself, or can I do it? Should I be doing it? And that's not helpful. It doesn't help to move me forward. It stalls things. And I don't want to think like that anymore. I want to change my inner self-talk. And I think it's important for me to do it as a wife and as a mother, and of course, also as an entrepreneur. But just saying that I want to do it, that's not going to cut it. I once read that beliefs that we have are the results of patterns that we've kind of learned and developed over the years. And so if that's the case, I figure that to change my beliefs and what's realistic and then, you know, subsequently, you know, my inner self-talk, I have to change the old patterns that I have and I have to replace them with new ones. So that's the big kind of epiphany that I had a couple nights ago. And so I want to share with you what I'm trying to do or what I plan to do to train myself to think differently, to kind of, you know, change my subconscious, my inner self-talk, and so I can be more supportive, you know, so my thoughts, my inner self-talk can be more supportive and more aligned with my conscious positive thinking, all right? So right now I'm planning on using affirmations, and, you know, whether you have the same challenges as me or not, I think it can be helpful for you too, you know, as an entrepreneur and just as a person in general. So if you don't know what an affirmation is, it's basically a practice of powerful thinking and self-empowerment. But the key word there, I think, is practice. You have to actually try to do it. You have to practice it. You have to work at it. It doesn't come naturally to most people. And so I was reading up on this over the past couple days, and I figured out how I'm going to practice changing my beliefs. And I read that it's helpful to, you know, figure out specific negative talk, like the specific things that you have in your head that you want or you need to change, and to go ahead and write it down. And then you kind of purge it out of you. I do that a lot. When it comes to brainstorming, you know, for business or when I'm just doing writing for myself personally, sometimes it's just, you know, getting things on paper helps to get things out of you, and then you can dig deeper and get to what's really important. So, you know, that's probably something I'm going to try. And then the other way I've read that's helpful is to focus on what you want rather than what you want to avoid. Not sure. I haven't, you know, sat down to do this just yet, so I'm not sure which way will work best for me. Realistically, it'll probably be a combination of the two. Okay, so then once I've done that, I'm going to use that information to create my positive affirmations that are realistic, but they're going to be realistic not because of what I think, but based on the actual, you know, facts of whatever I'm trying to achieve. So, you know, I'll write a positive, encouraging statement that will kind of counter the negative self-talk. I'll flip the thought around, the words within the thought, and to say something positive related to whatever I'm thinking of, what I want to change, that is the opposite or a more positive spin on whatever the negative self-talk is. And one of the key things I read, which I think is pretty cool and is important, is that when I write it down, I'm going to write it in present tense, as if I'm already living it. And doing that is supposed to help your mind to actually believe what you're saying. Because, of course, if you already believed what you were trying to say in an affirmation, you know, when you're starting out, you wouldn't need to do the affirmation. Then the whole goal is to begin to change your beliefs to this new thing. So, you know, it kind of makes sense if you are saying it as if it really does exist, then eventually you will believe that it does exist. And then eventually it will come to exist or to be as you're affirming it to be. Makes sense, I think. Anyway, most of the information that I've read says that you need to repeat the affirmations to yourself daily, and you should do it at the same times. You should definitely do it, you know, in the morning when you wake up and at night before you go to sleep. So I'm going to do that. But I've also read that you can kind of take things a step further by recording your affirmations and even putting some music behind it, something that's inspiring, and then playing that throughout the day, or even going to sleep listening to it to help kind of boost the power, the effectiveness of the affirmation. So I think I'm going to try that as well. And then for me, my days are pretty hectic, so I probably will need to set a reminder alarm on my phone to kind of help me to remember to do it. And I think that'll be helpful. And then if I do that, I think that a good way to keep the affirmation in front of me might also be to actually put the affirmation on my phone as either, you know, a screensaver when the phone is on, or even kind of a lock screen image on my phone, so that every time I pick up my phone, I actually see it. It's there in front of me. So I think that's another pretty cool kind of thing to do. And, you know, I really believe that, you know, if I can change my perception on what's realistic, that can make all the difference in my ability to achieve some of the things that I've been wanting to achieve, both personally and professionally. Things that are new goals and things that have been goals for years. So hopefully, if you give using affirmations a try, hopefully you'll find that to be the same for you as well. So that is what's on my mind today. For those of you who are going to try to use affirmations to help you improve your mindset, reach out. I'd love to hear from you guys. You know, let me know that I am not in this alone. And, so leave me a voice message via the link on the Lofty Entrepreneur show page on anchor.fm. And, you know, just let me know what you're doing or what you did to kind of begin to get these affirmations to manifest within you. And, you know, let me know how things are going. All right. So good luck with that, guys. Wish me luck too, please. I'll try to remember to, you know, give an update on how things are going for me. And like I said, reach out to me, leave me a voicemail message, and let me know how they're going for you as well. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.